Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live. Amen. From the deep south. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the show today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad and so thankful to God that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Glory to God. Just have a couple of announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are a church without walls. Amen. The president and founder of Without Walls is Prophetess Yvonne Rao. We are a church without walls, called and chosen to serve God and to serve others. And we have on Tuesday night one word from the Lord at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Rao, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. On Fridays, every first Friday of every month at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Friday night prayer with you in mind. We have prayer, and you will have a preached word. Amen. And you can call in. That number is 1-605-475-4000 with the access code of 49467-0#. Amen. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Elder Evangelist Askew. Amen. Glory to God. Then on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetess Martha with the Prophetic Corner. Amen. From 6 o'clock to 6:30. Then the second half of the Hour of Power is Ministry Lane with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And finally, on Monday, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. Amen. Where you will receive a two-minute clip through a text or email. And it's a two-minute clip that will help you start your week off with the word. Amen. Also, for an offering of $25 or more. So you want to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. If you want to know how to get connected and to be a part of what God is doing with this ministry, with these ministries, churches, Without Walls, amen, get in contact with Prophetess Yvonne Rao on her Facebook page, amen. And she will give you all the information needed to get connected with us. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God for this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for his holy word. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come today to thank you, Father, for another day. Father God, we thank you for life. We thank you for your love. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins, Father. We thank you for providing every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you right now that you are God. We thank you right now, God, that you touched us this morning and woke us up this morning, oh God. We thank you right now, God, for your everlasting love, God. We thank you for your word that heals. We thank you for your word that delivers, oh God. We thank you right now, God, for all things because we know that you are able, God, and a willing God. Oh God, we thank you right now for health and strength, oh God. Oh Father God, we thank you right now, oh God, for all things, oh God, because without you, God, we can do nothing, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you right now, God, for healing somebody's mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God, for healing somebody's body right now, God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, for healing the minds of those, oh God, that feel like they have no reason to live, oh God. But God, you said in your holy word, God, that all that call on the name of Jesus shall be saved, God. Oh God, you said in your word, God, that they shall live and shall not die, God, because Jesus shed his blood and laid down his life that they might have life in him. Oh God, we thank you right now for your healing power, God. Heal right now, God. Heal right now, God. Deliver right now, God. Deliver right now, God. Oh, God. Have mercy, oh, God. Oh, God. Touch down right now, God. Reach down, God, from the heaven right now, God, and save somebody's son, God. Save somebody's daughter right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal right now, God. Oh, God, you're able to heal, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, God. Oh, God, let your word go forth, God. Through the airways, God, with much power, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for healing the mind of your people, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for healing right now, God. Oh, God, healing your people all over this world, oh, God. Healing them right now. In every area that they need to be healed in, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you right now, God. We know that you are able, God. We know that you are willing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, glory to God. What an awesome God that we serve, oh, God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for those that are behind prison bars, oh, God. We pray for those who have lost a loved one, oh, God. We pray that you will comfort them, God, in their time of need, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for making a way for those who are homeless, God, those that are on the streets, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for giving them shelter. We thank you right now, God, for giving them food, oh, God. We thank you, God, right now for giving them clothes, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, God. Oh, God, for you are God of mercy. Oh, God, you're a God that is able to do all things, oh, God. God, we just thank you right now, God, that you are a deliverer, God. God, we thank you right now that you're a healer, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that you're a lawyer in a courtroom, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, God, heal your people right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Things we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. The word of God and the message of God should come from Exodus today. Amen. Glory to God. Exodus, the 18th chapter. And I will begin reading at verse number 8. I want to encourage you to go back and read the entire chapter before and after and the book of Exodus. Amen. So that you can get an understanding of God's word and ask him to reveal what he is saying to you in his word. Amen. Glory to God. Exodus, the 18th chapter, I will begin reading at verse number 8, and the word of God reads, "And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptian for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, Blessed be the Lord, who has delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know," this is Jethro speaking, "that the Lord is greater than all God. For in this thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them." Amen. And our key scripture is verse 11. "Now I know that the Lord is greater than all God. For in the thing wherein that dealt proudly, he was above them." Amen. Glory to God. The title of the message today is No God Greater. Amen. No God Greater. Hallelujah. Here, Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, began to praise God and acknowledge that there was no other God greater than the true and living God. What Moses had told him about what God had done for the children of Israel and how God had delivered them out from out of the hands of their enemy in the midst of their enemies. Hallelujah to Jesus. For God is greater than any man. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, the Bible tells in the book of Exodus, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, that God himself, hallelujah to Jesus, allowed his people, hallelujah, to see and to know that there was no other God greater than him. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. That's why the scripture says, glory, hallelujah, for the sake of Israel, God did a thing right there in Egypt. Oh, hallelujah. God showed his power. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Right in the midst of the enemies. Oh, hallelujah. He delivered his people. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Because God's power is great. There is no other God like the great Jehovah. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. That's why in Exodus, you will hear in the scriptures that God will say, I am God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. In other words, there is no other God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, in the scriptures it says, I am the God. Oh, I am your God. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. I am the God of Abraham. I am God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And there's no other God greater than I am. The Bible says that Moses, when God was getting ready to send him in to the land of Egypt, oh brother, hallelujah, he said unto Moses said unto God, Who shall I say fit me? And he said, Tell them, hallelujah, that the great I am, that I am, have sent me. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your holy word. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. It was a set time. Oh, hallelujah, that God would show his people that there is no God greater than he is. He is the God of the universe. He is the God that created the earth. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your holy word. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, how did God let his people know? hallelujah, that there was no God great. See, the Bible says that in the land of Egypt, there were the children, the Hebrews. They were in the land of Goshen. Glory to God. And they were being afflicted. They were being persecuted. They were being oppressed. They were being killed. Women were taken and used in their home against their will for other things to satisfy or please a man. Glory to God. And the Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus, that God had heard the cry of his people. Oh, hallelujah. They had been in bondage for over 400 years, but God is now about to let them know, hallelujah to Jesus, that there's no other God greater than him. That's why the word tells us, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world, because God can deliver us. Just like he did for the children of Israel, he can deliver us out of the middle of our Egypt. He's in the midst. He sees the work of the enemy. He sees what they're doing against you, and he can deliver you just like he delivered his children. Oh, hallelujah. He can deliver you right now. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your word. And the Bible says that God did many plagues. Some said one among the enemy. A matter of fact, the Bible tells us, glory to God, that God did his thing in the Lord of a set time. In other words, he showed his power to the Egyptians. He let Pharaoh know, hallelujah, Jesus, that you have no power over my people. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. Even today, glory, hallelujah, we got people that think they got power over us, but those that belong to God, they have no power over you. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And God will show them, just like he showed the Egyptians. See, the Bible says, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, there were many plagues. The Nile River, it turned into blood. There was a plague of flies in the land. There was a swarm of flies in the land. There was a plague of frogs all over the land, even in the house of Pharaoh. There was a plague of bones. There was a plague of hail and fire. There was a plague of locusts. There was a plague of darkness. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible tells us when the enemy tried to destroy the sons of the Hebrew children, glory to God, the Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus, that he put out a decree to kill the son that threw him into the river, but let the girl live. But the Bible says when God came down from heaven, oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, the same thing that the enemy spoke against the children of God, hallelujah to Jesus, it came against their house. That's why God says, don't touch my anointed and do my prophet no harm, because you're fighting against the spirit of the true and living God. The Bible says, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, that when Pharaoh, glory, hallelujah, when the last plague came, hallelujah to Jesus, that it was against the firstborn of the house of Pharaoh that sits on his throne. Oh, hallelujah, it was the firstborn of his maidservant and the firstborn of the animals. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, God allowed the enemy to see that he was God and there was no other God besides him. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God is about to do the same thing now all over the world to let people know that there's no other God. Oh, hallelujah, greater than he is. Often time in our lives, Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we have people and things that we made our God and made and put them first over the true and living God. But God is the only God, and he is the great I am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, of a time in our life, men and women and money is our God, but they have no power. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I come with a message upon my tongue that there is no God greater than the true and living God. There is no God greater than the true and living God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And he will deliver his people. Oh, God, we thank you for your holy word, God. Oh, hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. In the scripture, it says that God did all the things that he did in Egypt to let his people know and to let the enemy know that there is none like him in all of the earth. There is no God greater than the true and living God. Hallelujah. God is God, and there is no other. Hallelujah to Jesus. There is no other. The Lord, he is God in the heavens and in above and upon the earth and beneath. There is none else. There is no other God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He is the God that can heal your mind. He is the God that can deliver you from the hands of your enemies. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, he can deliver you right now if you would just call on his holy name. Oh, God, that's why David said in the word, hallelujah to Jesus, he had a reason to praise the Lord because he know God as a deliverer. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he had no other God before him because he had seen the work of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. I know myself that there is no God greater because I know what God has already done for me. First of all, he sent his only begotten Son that I might have life in him. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He said, my sin seems so. There's no God greater than our God. Just like he said, my soul, he can save your soul. There's no God greater than the true and living God. He was in the beginning, and he shall be the end. Oh, glory and hallelujah to God. Oh, God, I know that he is God, and I know that there's no God greater because he delivered me out of a trap that was set by the enemy. It was set to destroy me. It was set to destroy stop my destiny, but God reached down and pulled a poor wretch like me. He pulled me out of darkness and he brought me to the marvelous light. He saved my soul. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. If you would just come to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, he will save your soul. There's no other God. There's no other way to be saved. He is the Almighty God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. There's no God greater than he is. Oh, God, we thank you for your holy word. Hallelujah to Jesus. And Moses, hallelujah, he was sent and chosen by God to do what he was called to do. He was sent to be the deliverer of the people. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it was the power of the God that was working in him that manifests all of the miracles that happened in Egypt. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He rescued his people from the hands of their enemies, and he will do the same thing for you. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. You don't have to fear your enemies because God is a God that is great. He is a God that is all-powerful. He is a God, and he is a man of war, and he will fight for you. Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Know that God is God, and there is no other God. There is no God greater. No matter where you search in the world, no matter where you're looking for it, in a person or a thing, you will never find a God greater. prayer. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let somebody find the truth in living God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, heal the mind right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, touch right now, God, and heal the mind, God. And let them know, God, their healing is in you, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you right now. We honor you. We exalt your name, oh, high, oh, God, for your word and all our praises, oh, God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Even in the God. In the Bible, it says in Exodus, glory to God, that Pharaoh himself, when God had brought plague upon them, Pharaoh said, he said, hallelujah to Jesus, that he had sinned against God. Hallelujah to Jesus, and that the Lord, he is righteous. Hallelujah, and that he and his people were weaker. He acknowledged every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that the Lord is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And there is no God greater. Hallelujah to Jesus. He is greater. Our God, all those that believe in Jesus Christ, he is our God and great as his power. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus to deliver us from the oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't matter where you are in your life. Don't matter how many enemies around you. God can deliver you. As he said in the word, I can deliver you from them all. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. And your enemies shall know that there is no God greater. They're even wondering right now, how in the world are you making it? They're wondering right now why you have not fell on your face, why you have not been destroyed, because they have spoke all kind of evil things over your life, and they have worked all forms of witchcraft against you, but you're yet standing. Why are you yet standing? Because your God is greater than any evil doer. Your God is great. Oh, hallelujah. He is great. There is no other God. Hallelujah to Jesus. He has all power in his hand. There is no other God greater than the true and living God. Hallelujah. There's no God greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're seeking and you're looking and you're trying to find something. But what you're looking for is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. God is God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he's able to deliver. He's able to heal. He's able to set you free. Oh, glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. He has shown us in his word how he has stepped in and he stepped down from heaven. Hallelujah. They deliver his people. Hallelujah to Jesus. And even Jesus said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. God is the greatest. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. He is great. Hallelujah to Jesus. And our power is in his hand. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't worry when your enemy come against you. Just know that your God is in control. Just know that your God has all power in his hand. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. You got to say, like Jesus said, unto Pilate power when he was on trial, you have no power over me but what that God gives unto you. You have no power. Oh, hallelujah. Do you know that your enemy has no power? Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Do you know that your enemy is not greater than your God? Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. And God will let him know, even though, hallelujah to Jesus, you not even see it, but God showed him in his word when he caused the vision and nothing happened over his ocean, but it all happened over in Egypt. He let them know that he was God and he had our powers in his hand. Hallelujah to Jesus. Know that nobody's greater. Know that nobody's greater. Know that nobody's greater than the Lord God, the Almighty. Even if you search the world all over, you'll never find nobody greater than the living God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For there's no other God greater than our God. Amen. We are running out of time. Amen. If you do not know the Lord, if you do not know this great God, the great Almighty, Hallelujah to Jesus, the great I am. Say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer, you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved, and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ, and know that there is no God greater than our God. He is greater than all gods. Amen. Little g gods. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen.